You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of July, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki for KFSK News and joined online by Wes Atkins, a lead forecaster with the Weather Service. Hi, Wes.
Hi, Joe. How's it going down there?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm surviving.
Okay. Yeah,
The first month of summer was amazing. Of course, we were complaining of heat, but now it's like if we could only buy the sun.
Well, we don't have it bad like the heat wave that's hitting a lot of the country right now. Let's talk about the weather that did roll through in this past week. We did get some rainfall and some good wind on the last few days. It seemed like.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely flipped a switch in the month of July here. It's a lot more onshore flow. The storm track, as we like to say, has definitely found its way into the Gulf of Alaska these days. So I see that Petersburg, a lot of Southeast Alaska, got a decent front this past weekend. It dropped over a half inch of rain in Petersburg. I understand they had some wind down there as well. Yeah, just a prelude towards August, or what we normally can expect in August.
A hint of fall coming. Well, what do we have coming up for the rest of the week?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've got probably highs close to 60, but we could eke out into the 60s going into August. I wouldn't be shocked if we could see 70 at some point. But we're not going to forecast that just yet. The deal is we are looking at the storm track to be pushing a little north of Petersburg. So we'll be concentrating a lot more rainfall for points like Juneau, Haines, Gustavus, Yakutat. But for Petersburg and Ketchikan, you know, you could get some... the edge of these frontal systems making its way. In fact, we've got a break coming Thursday and Friday. So we're kind of leaving maybe a chance of rain in there, but it doesn't look like much of anything. So we're calling that a southeast break, right? But then we do have some rain likely coming this weekend, probably concentrated north of you, but there will be some periods of some light rain for Petersburg, Wrangell, Cake, places like that for sure.
Looking at Saturday and Sunday for that, or?
Yeah. So Friday night into probably Sunday. In fact, just talking to our mid-range forecaster, he thinks that the best chance for more substantial rain for Petersburg would be Sunday, but we're still thinking that heavy rain stays to the north of you. So nothing you can't handle. I did mention that we could see, looking at week two conditions, which would be going into next week, we see a trend that the storm systems move to the north of us for sure, and that there's the Climate Prediction Center is giving a tilt towards warmer than normal conditions for Petersburg. So this would be like going into the latter few days of July, heading into the early days of August. So that potentially we could edge towards 70 and then drier than normal conditions as well, because places like Juneau and Yakutat and Haines might be raining, but not you all.
All right. So anything else to know for this week?
Yeah, we'll have to watch some fog possible in the forecast for Thursday and a Friday. Unfortunately, you know, between these bouts of moisture, we get some stable conditions forming, and that can lead to fog in the morning. So if you got flights out in the early morning, check with your carrier. But yeah, that's pretty much what we're dealing with.
Okay, thanks for the time, Wes, and good luck
always
in your future endeavors.
Yeah, I'm moving out of here. It's been a long career in Alaska, and I really enjoyed getting to know this state. It never ceases to amaze me what can happen here.
Thanks for being on the radio with us.